God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening. This is Do Not Keep Silent Love. We're going to take a look at that word tonight. Do we really know what it is? You don't want to miss tonight's show. Yeah, don't be a pushover. Before we get to the rest of our program tonight, wanted to let you know again, Monday, September 12th, 2022. Available at worldviewwarriors.org on Monday, September 12th. Will be our very first novel we'll be publishing through Worldview Warriors Publishing, written by our blogger, author, and speaker, Charlie Wolcott. Call to Arms is the title of this novel. It'll be available not just in paperback and Kindle like usual, but we're deciding to offer you hardback as well. Looking forward to getting that out to you on Monday, September 12th, 2022. Friends, the trumpet has sounded. A declaration of war and the need for soldiers to answer the call is greater than ever. This deadly war is not between two nations of state and politics, but between opposing powers of hidden realms. Again, Call to Arms, written by our blogger, author, and speaker, Charlie Wolcott, on Worldview Warriors Publishing, available Monday, September 12th, 2022. Again, that'll be at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. And, well, this resource will be available, again, not just in paperback and on Kindle, but it'll also be available in hardback as well. Looking forward to sharing that with you. Again, Monday, September 12th, 2022. Let's get to our program right now. Love, do we really know what it is? I've shared with you in the past out of Matthew 6 about Jesus saying, do not worry about your life. Don't worry about what you'll eat or drink or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more important than food. Life is more important than clothes. Friends, your Heavenly Father will provide for you. We need to put our faith and hope and trust in Him because He is sovereign. Absolutely. Friends, it's sad to say, though, it seems as if during our times, and friends, this time we're in, you are meant to be in this time right now. So as we get started, stop worrying. Stop having anxiety. Stop being fearful. Look to Christ. And I've had some people tell me, Jason, you need to relax on that just a bit. Look, people get anxious. People worry. I understand that. But we need to look to God. I'm not saying we won't ever worry. I'm saying let's give that over to God. Friends, the world's on fire. We're living through a quote-unquote global pandemic still. Violence and vandalism happens in the streets, and we have a lot of people questioning the Christian faith that, well, many of us have never seen, at least in our lifetime. Again, I've actually seen things like this in, I'd say, probably close to 2 years now. I saw this up on social media. I just know Jesus would have loved all people as they come, and that's what I want to do too. Now, friends, this quote, standing alone, it's a very good thing. Let's just be honest. It's great. It sounds incredible and amazing up until you dig into what this person actually means by saying this. And as you dig, you find that this person really isn't interested in finding the truth in God's word. They want their own way. They want ideas from, well, humans and philosophies from human ideas. And this is something that we here at Worldview Warriors, we've run across it a lot in the past. We've been warning about this for years, that it's coming, and it'll come at a great, great impact to society. It just seems to be coming to light, though, for many, as many more are on social media, and it's becoming more and more popular and prevalent in everyday life. Friends, the following is just one reason why I know this person isn't interested in finding truth in God's Word. Again, let's get the foundation of what this all started with, what this person said. I just know Jesus would have loved all people as they come, and that's what I want to do. Now, I'm making the claim that the following is just one reason I know that this person isn't interested in finding the truth in God's Word, even though they would claim that they are interested in God's Word. Because they also shared this. I think there's a big fundamental misunderstanding of the concept of sin. One that's man-made and misconstrued. Friends, this was brought up after someone asked this person if they believed that a certain activity in the Bible claims to be sin is still a sin today. Friends, sin is sin. It doesn't just stop being sin. You see, friends, we are dealing with a very serious issue. In fact, the human race has dealt with this issue for a very long time. The issue is that we think we know what is good and right and true without God. Many today are actually claiming the moral high ground without standing on God. They say they are standing on things that are godly when they are in fact doing anything but that. They claim love. Many today think that giving license to a sinful lifestyle is acting in love when it is anything but love. Many seem confused in what living out truth in love really looks like. What do I mean? Well, you see, Jesus with the woman at the well is a perfect example of what I'm referring to. And friends, if you want to read about it more, you can find it in John 4. I'll share with you just a bit here. It's a pretty long chapter, just so you know. But I'll just stick with the Samaritan woman. Now, Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judah and went back once more to Galilee. Now, he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. Pause real quicker. This is a time of day most people do not go out to get their water because it's hot, just like it's been here in the United States for sure over the summer. Let's continue on. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is it that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank it from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. Then he told her, Go, call your husband and come back. She replied, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. The Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, am he. Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, What do you want? Or why are you talking to her? Then leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat something. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you know nothing about. There's more you can go into on that on your own, but I'd like to point something out that's very interesting. And actually, my oldest daughter pointed this out to me, which I think is just awesome. Friends, you'll notice that Jesus didn't tell this person that living with a man who wasn't her husband was okay. He didn't tell her it was good or right. In fact, he didn't tell her that having five husbands was okay either. You see, friends, he wanted to help restore her as a person, help her face her sinful lifestyle and take responsibility for her actions. In fact, he didn't say to keep living in your life of sin, did he? No. In fact, she left her water pot, her water jar, her old way of living behind to tell others about Jesus. She wanted to strive to live for Christ. Friends, just by looking at Jesus' example here, and in other places in Scripture, we can easily deduce that affirming someone's sinful lifestyle and encouraging them to stay in this lifestyle is anything but living in freedom in Christ. It's affirming the burdensome chains that a person has around their neck and wrists. God sent Jesus Christ to make us free. Not just in the next world, but in this one as well. Friends, the kingdom of God is not a place. It is a mindset. It is a spiritual awakening, and it truly is a lifestyle. And friends, those who I'm speaking to even now, leave your water pot behind. I'll put up a link for you that goes to a message that my daughter gave. Her name's Annika. I believe it was a couple years ago. It might even be three now. I don't remember. But I'll put a link up at Do Not Keep Silent on Facebook for you to go find. Leaving Your Water Pot Behind is the title, I believe, of that message. I'm looking forward to you going to see that for yourself. This is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's Do Not Keep Silent. www.worldviewwarriors.com.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
It really is quite easy to understand the phrase and concept of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We live in a sinful world, though, which in and of itself makes living this out difficult, because so many people today seem to be unwilling to be responsible for their own actions. Friends, without life, there is no liberty. Without liberty, there is no pursuit of happiness. People can live out liberty all they want until they snuff out or trample on someone else's life. To dig more into this idea and this concept, go find our blog post titled Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, The Order Matters, today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
I would hope that by now, after seeing some very ungodly actions in our nation of the United States, many who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ are starting to finally see that there are many people in our nation wanting to change our foundational beliefs based in Christianity into something ungodly. Now, I am not in the least saying or implying that the United States is perfect at all. It is far from it. But to ignore the godly foundations and beliefs this nation was founded upon, at least in my humble opinion, is foolishness. Friends, I encourage you to find our blog post titled Do Justice, Love Mercy, Walk Humbly with Thy God, to find a prayer written by George Washington that was sent to all the governors of the states on the disbanding of the army. Friends, the way forward is back.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. Appreciate you being with me here tonight. Again, find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. Before I get to our next little bit here about what is your mindset, just wanted to remind you again, Monday, September 12th, 2022, we'll be releasing our first novel for Worldview Warriors Publishing that you can find at worldviewwarriors.org. And right now we have a number of resources that are available for you to go find, even my own book as well, How Being Consistent Changed Everything. But this brand new novel will not only come out paperback, Kindle, it'll also be available in hardcover as well. Call to Arms is the title of this new novel, written by Charlie Wolcott, one of our author. He's a blogger and speaker for the ministry. The trumpet has sounded. A declaration of war and the need for soldiers to answer the call is greater than ever. This deadly war is not between two nations of state and politics, but between opposing powers of hidden realms. Again, this is going to be available on Monday, September 12th, 2022. Call to Arms, written by Charlie Wolcott, and it will be available at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org, available on Worldview Warriors Publishing. Thanks again for tuning in to Do Not Keep Silent. And friends, over the last 2 years, I think it's very easy to say, and hopefully people have seen it now, we have very two different mindsets rearing their heads in public. It's really easy to post cute and positive quotes from great people in history or some encouraging, uplifting song on your social media page and to think that we're living our lives in that way. But one has to think, are we really? You know, it's easy to share or talk about living a life without fear, but once the rubber hits the road, how are we really living, friends? Are you getting anxious and fearful, or do we choose to rejoice in the difficulty? We know that things are going to be difficult. Jesus told us in this world, you will have trouble. But what is our mindset throughout that trial? Are we willing to face a difficulty head on, knowing that bad things could happen, but trusting God no matter what the trial brings? And friends, will we rejoice in the Lord if our plans are changed and we don't know why or how this could happen? How do we deal with this outcome? And what is our attitude? And with that, friends, just wanted to let you all know, even I struggle with the old man rearing his ugly head up. I've shared this in the past. I just want to cut his head off. Be done with him. Off with your head. Why? Because I want to be the new man in Christ that God has made me to be. I encourage you to be the new man or the new woman in Christ that he wants you to be. For instance, if you are a follower of Jesus Christ and work, maybe in retail, you know, and you're worried about maybe getting sick. I've seen people out and about who are clearly afraid because, well, their actions show it. I would ask, why are you worried and what are you worried about? Believe me, I am not judging you. I'm trying to encourage you in your faith in Christ. Friends, are Christ's words true or not? Are they true or not? We're going to take a look at the Sermon on the Mount right now. Matthew 6, 25 through 34. These are Jesus' own words. He says, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. That's Matthew 6, 25 through 34. And friends, I just want to point out one thing here that I think most people miss. And that's this. Jesus called the people who don't follow him, called the people that are going their own way. He actually used the word pagans. I say that because some people say, well, that's mean if we use that term. No, it's not mean. It's just speaking out the truth. And I would say Jesus is the example of love. So let's follow his example. Not being mean, speaking the truth in love, which can be very difficult. Again, friends, what is your mindset? I really encourage you to think about that. One last thing before I get out of here. I wanted to share with you something, at least for me on a personal level, that has just been very encouraging and something that I hope encourages you as well. You see, God has blessed me, blessed my family to, well, be in charge of a sport program, a Christian sport program, where we try to teach biblical principles. We try to teach how to live out God's way, showing love, not just to those who play, but to those who coach and the parents who show up and the grandparents, and yes, even our opponents. We want to show them the love of Christ. And I was talking to, well, one of our players who's on our varsity girls team, talking to her, and she was telling me about how someone had asked her, a friend had asked her, What are your goals this year? What goal do you have for the season? And friends, for me, this was just very, very rewarding. Now, you would think any kid, even you, even me, well, I want to score a bunch of points. I want to be the top scorer. I want to win, you know, the MVP of the league. My friends, for me, this just pleases me so much. This person, who's a senior captain coming up, told this person, well, my goal this year is to make so-and-so better. Meaning, they want to sink so much into another person to help that person get better. So that, well, it helps the whole team. That just encourages me so much, and I hope it encourages you as well. Friends, we need to love in all that we do. We need to seek out the truth in love. This is Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. And don't be a pushover, and you go out and make today great. I'll see you next time.
Do not be your own.
Be made new in Jesus Christ.
Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com.